92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Monday is all that I hoped it would be because Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
good morning to you. How are you?
I am great. It is a beautiful day in paradise.
Gorgeous. The humidity is right where I like it.
Yeah.
Like almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
Which is great. So, yeah, how was your weekend?
Yes, pretty exciting.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, on Thursday, I went to the Guardian Ad Litem.
Oh,
function.
I saw some pictures from that.
Yeah, that was a really great occasion. And, I'll give a shout out for Guardian Ad Litem. They do such a wonderful job. I've been sort of a little bit involved over the years. So I understand exactly what they do. And it's such a wonderful service that they have for young people that have no advocate and are in the judicial system, and I can't speak too highly of what a wonderful job.
Oh, it's incredible! These children would be lost without them.
Yes, yes.
So they're able to help them navigate through the waters, especially sadly, a lot of times it's cases against a parent.
Yes.
Or someone, so they need someone there that can advocate for them.
It just breaks my heart when kids are abused, and so it's hard for me to talk about because, they do a wonderful job. They raised a lot of money. We had a great time, and also met one of our listeners, Dean, and so.
Oh,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I'm always rather pleased at just about every event. One or more people say, "Hey, I listened to your show."
Oh, that's awesome.
And they seem to like it.
Oh, so a shout out this morning to Dean.
Yes.
Happy Monday, Dean.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I had fun this weekend. I went to the Saturday, Glitz and Gallop fundraiser for the United Way. And Laura Gilliam was on the show last week talking about she's the president and CEO. And they did a phenomenal job. This was in the theme of Kentucky Derby. So I got to wear a big hat, of course. And everybody there was in the hats. On our sister station host, Brent Lane, he was there emceeing and did several races. Like we had the Kentucky Derby races where everybody could kind of not faux bet, but it was to win other things.
Did you back the winner?
I did not. I did not. I was kind of hoping for... now I've forgotten the name already, but anyway. Did you?
No, which is, I know a little bit about horse racing.
Yeah,
I was many years ago in England, a bookmaker, so I understand a little bit about.
Okay, let's back it up here now. Wait
a legal
minute.
Bookmaker.
Wait a second.
In England,
wait
it's very legal.
Wait a second. This you have never told me. Okay, fess up. First of all, I have never heard that there was a difference between a legal and illegal bookmaker.
In England, bookmaking, it's legal. There's national corporations.
Really?
And there's a tax on betting. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say everybody wins, but that's not true.
Spoken like a true bookmaker. Yeah, come on, give me your money. Everybody wins. So that part of you hasn't left.
yes. And
interesting. When did you do that?
That was when I was in my mid-20s.
Wow.
That was back a long time ago.
So do you have any advice for people who are betting?
Don't. Yeah, essentially, I do it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet $1 or $2 per race. The reality is, in any form of gambling, long term, you can't win unless the game is fixed in your favor or you have, in the case of horse racing, special inside information. But even those don't always work out well.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the track this weekend looked terrible.
Yes.
It's all mud.
Yeah. So, gambling can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I do $2.
Right.
And I make $100 last for 9 months. I think it was 9 months ago, and I still have $42 in there.
Okay.
So I do fun bets, outsiders and things. Mm-hmm. I'm not, So Anyway.
Well, that's what my father told me years ago. He said, if you're going to go somewhere, because anytime I've ever gone over to Biloxi or something like that, I'd say, okay, I'm designating this little bit of money, which might be just a couple hundred dollars. And when I run out of that money, we're done, even if it's Friday. Even if we're there for the whole weekend. But to not go one more bet, maybe I'll win it back, because that's when I would get in trouble. So if I have to, I guess, bet on what I'm willing to lose so it's not a hardship.
The best way to look at it is that the odds are always in favor of the house. For instance, in roulette, there are how many numbers? 75 numbers?
Something like that.
Plus 0 and double 0. So the odds, I think, are about 6% in favor of the house. So if you look at it this way, if you took $100 and placed a $1 bet 100 times, you would theoretically at the end have $94 left.
Okay.
Because now it doesn't always work that way. I understand that. But mathematically, reality is that often when you play, you win. You know, it happens. You get a lucky streak, usually when you first play.
Right.
But then as you start increasing the bets or continue, the odds are still in the favor of the house, and they gradually claw that money back.
Right. Well, someone agrees with you. Someone just sent in a text that says, rule number one, the house always wins.
Yes.
Good this, for you.
You know, I often quote, there's a wonderful scene in the movie Casino. Where Don Rickles comes up to, is it Robert De Niro, and says, boss, Sheikh so-and-so has won $2 million. So Robert De Niro says to him, he came in on the company plane, did he not? Yeah. Well, tell him the plane is broken down.
Ooh.
And he can have the top floor, all the suites for his retinue. And so in the next morning, Rickles comes back and says, hey, boss, he gave us back the $2 million plus $2 million more. So he said, well, tell him the plane's fixed.
Oh, wow. That sounds about right.
But it illustrates that the longer you play.
Yeah, because all those free rooms and stuff like that that they offer you.
Somebody pays for them. Yes.
Yes, that's true. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger, we're going to have to take a quick break here, Malcolm. Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a comment or question for Malcolm about gambling, I guess, is the topic of the morning. 850-437-1620. But when we get back, we are going to talk about the sounds of summer and some things to look forward to that are in downtown crowd.
Are we digressing?
Well,
again.
Just a little bit, but we'll be back with Pep Talk in just a few minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our expert this morning is Ballinger Publishing, Publishing's Malcolm Ballinger. Sorry, a little tongue-tied there. So we were talking about gambling, which is an interesting topic. You said you had one more thing you wanted to share.
Yes. Can you guess which two horses I backed in an exacta?
I have no idea.
To finish first and second.
I have no idea.
The first one was journalism. The second one was publisher.
Oh, cute. Of course.
It made all the sense in the world.
Of course. That's perfect.
Well, journalism finished second, but publisher is still running.
Oh, okay. But I'll bump, bump.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So we were going to talk
about... All right.
Back on track now.
Page 18.
This is in Pensacola's downtown crowd. This is your newspaper that comes out weekly or biweekly?
Monthly.
Monthly. Sorry. Okay. Monthly.
And this is the brand new edition for May. And page 18 is the sounds of summer.
Yay.
And I know you go to bands on the beach, do you not?
Yeah, in fact, I have a little thing I'm supposed to say here about bands on the beach. Let me see what it says here. It's going to be back. It's every Tuesday night. So tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Gulfside Pavilion. And I'm not sure who's going to be there, but the Cat Country Tent will be there. And they have a spin the wheel and all kinds of stuff.
I can tell you, it's going to be the astronauts.
Oh, the astronauts. Okay. Very good. So that's listed in the paper, so you can see that.
That's listed in downtown.
Yeah. So we've got that to look forward to tomorrow night.
Next week is the True Blue Band.
Oh, fun. Okay. So you can find out, pick up your downtown crowd, and then you can cut out this page because it's got the whole schedule.
And also bands on the Bayou and bands on the Blackwater.
Wow. Where's bands on the Bayou? Is that East? Oh, East Hill. Okay.
And May 23rd is Nobius.
Uh-huh.
I think is the...
I wish I knew more about these bands, but you can always look it up, and they will have all the information there. The best part's free. You just go down to the Beachside Pavilion, and you can park in the big parking Casino Beach parking lot and bring a chair, bring something to drink. And
they have some creative names.
Yes.
Bands on the Blackwater last week, on the second, was Smokey Jones and the $3 Pistols.
You don't suppose a few beers were involved in that name, do you?
And May 9th is the Six-Piece Suits.
Okay.
Not sure where that came from.
Yeah, you have to really, we've got to find the origins of these names. It's kind of like the horses.
Yes. So it has a schedule, page 18 of Downtown Crowd.
Excellent. Sounds of Summer. Really, in this community, there is no reason why you couldn't have something to do almost every night. I mean, it's really unbelievable. But in the summertime, especially, things, we have such great weather and things really come alive here. So the Bands of the Beach is fun. They also do Cinemas in the Sand on Friday nights. You can look that up. That's Santa Rosa Island Authority sponsors that. It's not every Friday, but that's also fun. Sit out on the beach and watch a big movie on the big screen. And then you have all these different Christopher's concerts. It looks like there's a band scheduled for St. Christopher's Episcopal Church right over there on 12th Avenue. Mm-hmm. And they do it. The concerts are held every Thursday from 6 to 8 on the church grounds. That's cool.
Yes, I have been to that.
Yeah, have you? I have not been to that one. I should go to that one.
Yeah.
Same thing. Bring your own chair and just sit outside and relax.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Just get a chair, sit under the tree and
just beautiful.
Relax.
Yeah, just beautiful.
Let the world go by.
And listen to the music, and have a little cocktail maybe, and just chill out. And it's just wonderful. It's a great way to spend it. And that time of day, so nice, starts cooling down a little bit. You get a little breeze under the trees there. It's perfect.
And page 12.
Yes, sir.
Is
what's on that page?
Well, it's titled Fresh Eats.
Ah,
new restaurants
that's on the
bring
cover.
Big flavor to downtown Pensacola.
Okay. So what are some of the new restaurants?
Well,
let's see.
The Reservoir.
I have not. Have you been there yet?
No, nor me.
I have not been there yet. However, I'm hearing good things.
It's on Haines Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
downtown Pensacola.
Yes. And also the Drop-In.
The Drop-In?
The Drop-In, yes.
Isn't there a song, The Dew Drop-In, something like that? Great Harvest Bread Company.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
on
Wright
nice.
Street, yes.
That's right over there on the Savoy Place apartment building on Wright Street.
And Little Tides Oyster Bar, talking
about now is
cute
names. Are we in the season now for good fresh oysters?
Don't they say it has to have a... Is it a Y in the name or an A?
Someone can text that in.
Yes,
I know
please
that there's
tell
a
us.
Saying about that.
Yes.
To do it at certain months that end in Y or not.
Or is
not
it
eat
a J
away.
In the month? I don't remember.
What's in your coffee this morning? Anyway, that's a new place. Little Tides Oyster Bar opening up on 104 East Gregory Street.
Some faithful listener will
hopefully text it in.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to Pet Talk.
If we haven't lost all our listeners, digressing
on to the channel already,
all
Malcolm.
Kinds of other stuff.
Pensacola's Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing about Downtown Crowd.
I do want to say something. Well, I'm going to digress again, if I may.
Okay, no, go right ahead.
I just want to say
this is your time.
Over the weekend, I was listening to Harry's whining interview on BBC.
Oh, he's talking about the former prince.
Well, he's still a prince.
He's just not.
He's not a working royal. And it was just a whiny thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just disgusted. And particularly when, you know, his father, King Charles,
right,
is battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he coldly says, I don't know how long my father has to live.
Mm-hmm.
Which would to me would suggest that he's in imminent danger. I mean,
right.
That's how you talk about. And I don't think that's the case. So I was... As a father.
Mm-hmm. And a person from England.
And a person from England. Born in England, although a U.S. citizen now. I was hurt for King Charles.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's a sad situation. It's a very sad situation.
The problem is Harry's not very bright. Everybody knows that. And he allowed himself to be caught in the web of Meghan.
So you're not a fan?
No, both are victims. It seems to be the common thing. You have to be a victim now, and they're a victim. Everything is somebody else's fault.
Mm.
They need to take some darn responsibility for their lives. And
know, it's probably difficult, though, if you've been raised in an environment where you had everything you could possibly ever want and more your whole life.
I
would suspect that the reality of now not being in that world, it's got to be kind of tough on Harry.
Yeah, but William is not that way.
No.
And most of the rest of the royal family aren't. What I really hated was that in the last years of the Queen's life, who I came to really respect, they had to deal with these two clowns, for want of a better expression.
Don't hold back, Malcolm. Don't hold back.
Okay, all right. The station will get sued here if we're not careful.
No, it's okay. And in fact, we do have to go to a break. I'm not trying to cut you off.
Probably just as well.
But we do have to go to a quick break here. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger. And we were just double checking. Thank you to one of our listeners who sent this in. But in we were talking about eating oysters. You should eat oysters. The traditional advice is to eat oysters in the months with the letter R. So that covers all the months from September to April. And then the other months, you should not eat them. So
we were way off.
We were way off. We weren't
with
even
the
close.
J. We had been eating them in June and July.
So we weren't even close.
Probably poisoned.
Yep. No, we weren't even close. Hmm. So we've got your opinions this morning about.
Yes. I want everybody to know that I got scolded a little bit.
I did not scold you.
Well, sort of jolted me back on track.
Malcolm came in. He was very upset about all that had transpired this weekend, and I don't blame you. Mm. So he was like, I said, I'm not sure it's on topic for talking about downtown crowd, but we could probably work it in somehow. I'm trying to keep him. I'm his friend. I'm trying to keep him on track. So, right?
Well, few have done it before, or none have done it before. So,
so here we go. But, you know, he is, just to say, if you feel like you were scolded, you were not. But I would also say that Malcolm and I are very old friends. We've known each other many, many years in a working business relationship. And we've also been friends. We were in Rotary. We've known each other a long time.
Yes.
So I can get away with a little bit.
You can get away with a lot, yes.
So there you go. But I do have to help him keep him on track because,
that is your job.
The whole point of this whole thing is to talk about how wonderful Ballinger Publishing is, which it is. And I'm not just saying that. Because I love downtown crowd. I pick up my copy and I keep it on my desk.
I'm glad you reminded me.
Yes, sir.
We need to talk about Ballinger Publishing just a little bit. So
well,
I have
good.
A great subject.
Okay.
In August, we are going to do a special edition for pets.
Oh, fun.
And we're going to have a contest for the cover.
How fun.
And I say pets. It can be any pet. But
any kind of pet. Okay.
Usually dogs and cats, I guess.
Should people send in photos?
Yes.
Where do they send them to?
Oh, it's yet to be revealed.
Okay.
But we're working on that, and it will be announced very soon.
So we can let you know.
Yeah, so if you want to start taking cute pictures of your dog, cat, iguana, anything.
And you can
snake.
What's your website, in case anyone wants to find out?
BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay. Great to have you on, Malcolm. We're already out of time. It's hard to believe.
Time flies.
And you're having fun, yeah?
Yes.
All right. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Thank you, Malcolm Ballinger, for coming in with Ballinger Publishing. And we will be back after the news in just a few minutes.